The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM, this is Bears Insider with Bears head coach Lovie Smith, his coaching staff, and the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak. Brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by North Shore University Health System and Walgreens.
Bears fall to the Vikings yesterday in Minneapolis, dropping to 8-5 and now the sixth seed in the NFC playoff picture. Next up, the rematch with the Green Bay Packers. We'll talk about it on next with Lovie Smith on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith continues. Now, here's the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Takes the snap. Pockets tight, zips it down the sideline, into the end zone, leading Alshon Jeffrey into the end zone for the score. Touchdown, touchdown Bears, 23-yard score, and the Bears are on the board.
Jay Cutler, Alshon Jeffrey is third NFL touchdown, the rookie giving the Bears their first points yesterday in a loss at Minnesota. Welcome in the Bears Insider with the head coach, Lovie Smith. Jeff Joniak with you until 8 o'clock tonight. Good evening. How you doing?
Doing good, Jeff.
Scenario, presently, three games to go. Everybody knows, number six seed right now. If the season were to end today, you'd be a wild card team going to Lambeau to play the Packers. Did you know that, by the way?
Yes, I did.
Which is ironic, given that they're coming into town this week, and now your job is to prevent them from clinching the NFC North and further enhance your playoff chances and scenario. So that's really what it boils down to, no matter what's happened in the first 13 weeks.
Yeah, and it's always good, at least this time of year, to know where you stand as far as playoff seedings are concerned. But for us, three-game season, as you said, and, you know, we have our rival coming up, division opponent. There's a lot on the line still.
Some just don't want to hear that chatter. They want to know, exactly what has gone wrong, and specifically offensively with the point production, just the team's overall point production. I have to throw that in there because, you know, you expect all phases to score points. Have you nailed it down at the struggles, I guess, to score touchdowns, and what are some of the reasons? I think we know some of them, but you may have more insight.
No, I don't think you can give any more insight into what's happened. I know people want to know the reasons why, but most of the time you can't give a reason why. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why. You look at the game yesterday, we moved the ball at times. Didn't get off to a good start, but we moved the ball at times. We had some drops that hurt us. We ended up losing by 7, and there were a lot of opportunities that we had. It would really be tough if you look at if you go through a game and you don't see a lot of hope, but we still see a lot of hope.
And, you know, last night on our Fox show on Bears Game Night Live, looking at the final stats, which I really didn't look at till we got home and back into Chicago after the trip, but seeing the 400-plus yards, when you factor in the drops, and there were several, there was a handful of key drops. I mean, you literally could have had a 500-yard offensive day, and you would have scored more points. You definitely would have scored. There were at least two touchdowns there. A third, potentially, you were going to be in the red zone, and that Brandon Marshall catch, the penalty, called it back, but he had worked his way to the 18-yard line, breaking tackles, fighting for every yard. Things were looking good at that point. So is that where your hope comes in, that if time comes to make the play at a key point in the game, at a key down and distance, you're going to be okay?
Yeah, and that's why we are, for those reasons. Didn't help you, you know, with the last game. All those things, and a lot of times stats are, you know, for losers. When you lose, you say, yeah, but we did all these things. But, you know, as we're going forward and the hope for the next game, you just look at, you know, now there's no room for error. You know, this time of the season, there's no room for error for anyone. Really. So when you get in those situations next time, we have to start making more plays.
And this has happened, though. You know, it happened in games that you felt you were in position to either take momentum, to take the lead and win games. You could look at Houston. You could look at Seattle. You could even look back to week two at Green Bay. And that's the aggravating part, I guess, as you analyze it and look at it. Because you can't, you can't do anything about it now. But, you know, those things are all there for the they were all there for the taking.
Yeah, and again, that's how we're looking at it. Those things are there, and we're going to get in position again. And, you know, we have a big game coming up, and when you're in a position where you feel like you need to win, you have to win this game. And it's one of those games, you know, division opponent at home. These are games you have to win. First, you do want to play at home and play against an opponent that you know. a play against an opponent where you have a long history, and knowing that you need to play your best ball, all of us. And I just believe that's what we're going to do.
Now, more of the Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Kyle Adams, Jeffrey out to the left, shotgun, blitzes on. Hit as he throws, Campbell to the end zone, jump ball, Marshall's got it, touchdown! Touchdown, Bears! There you go.
Yeah, that was a 101st reception in the career of Brandon Marshall this season as a Bear, and that is a Bears record, and he gets his ninth touchdown. That is our play of the week. The play of the week is brought to you by McDonald's, proud partner of the Chicago Bears. Welcome back into Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith with you until 8 o'clock tonight as we break down the Vikings game and look ahead to the Packers as well. So a word or two on Brandon Marshall, although we could fill 30 minutes.
You really could. And it's been like that. We're talking about this Minnesota game, but it's been like that each week. It's been like that, you know, almost from the start when he showed up here at Hallis Hall. He's a competitor right up until the last play we had on the offensive side of the football. You saw him trying to help his team win.
10 catches for 165 last week, 10 for 160 in this game, and on his way to breaking just about every receiving record in franchise history. But how he plays the game is what I admire the most. As you mentioned, highly competitive, but full effort 100% of the time, just constantly trying to get a little more and urging his team on. And how he does it, I don't know some of those catches, but he has a way of attacking the football like is, you know, Antoine Winfield, as I was told today, said that, you know, he is in the class of best receiver in the game. Say what you will about Calvin Johnson, whom he also faces. He gave a lot of great comments to Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, and he would know because he's a great player himself. But, yeah, I would definitely agree with all of that. Everything you want a great receiver to do. He'll block also. He had a couple key blocks yesterday to help out Forte and just competing right up until the end.
Targeted 19 times yesterday, I think. So another big day between him and Jay Cutler. All right, let's talk about the defense. Today you talked about it a lot at your news conference. First snap, 51-yard run. Yeah, 104-yard first quarter rush on the ball. It's not what you'd prefer. But, no. And I'll let you pick it up, and then we'll go out with the but.
No, but it isn't the way you want to start the game. It's as simple as that. Felt like we, you know, had, you know, some decent defense call to really shut down the run. We assumed that they would come out and try to run the football, but we lost a gap. He broke a tackle, and he's a great player, of course. But even after that, we let them get out of the hole down there. We had them in a third and long situation, third and nine, had a chance to get off, at least force a field goal. In a game like that, of course, it was big. We weren't able to. They got the ball back down again. Before you know it, it's 14-0, but the guys really fought from there and really didn't give him anything after that.
Yeah, he himself, and they had 170-something yards rushing the football overall, but he was held to 3.1 yards a carry on his next 30 carries. So were you happy with the way they defended the best back in football at that point?
From that point on, yes, we are. And we had played him well, I mean, previous times. I mean, we go back way to 2007, and so when he came in the league, we had a harder time. But we had played him a lot better. But it is about how you finish, and we have to take that on, of course, this week.
It's rare, and I know it's been written about league-wide about the passing game in football and what you need, quote-unquote, what they feel you need to be a successful team. But the Minnesota Vikings now, they've won four games this year with less than 100 yards passing the football. So it's really throwing people for a loop how they've managed to do that. And it happened again yesterday. How do you explain that?
Well, you explain it you know, easily. I'd say you look at all those games, they probably won the turnover ratio. And yesterday, it came down to that. If you don't get in a position where you're up, you know, when they're up 14-0, you can, of course, run the ball a lot more. You can lean to the rush a little bit more than a pass. You can do some things like that. But other things have to go your way for you to be able to do that. And if not, you'll have to pass the ball a lot more.
And, you know, you were asked about that, too, today. The game plan, whatever the game plan was, what happened in the Soldier Field game was the Bears did run the ball a lot. This game, you did fall behind two scores in the first quarter, so now the passing numbers went up. And I don't know if that was by choice or by plan, but, it, you know, it's Jay, for example, with 40 pass attempts or more, has not won a game as a Bear, 0-6 in his career, 1-7. So it's and you look around the league, and that's not the way, really, you want to get the job done.
No, and that's not the way. I mean, that's not our basic philosophy coming into the game. We're gonna, you know, get off the bus passing the football. I think you look at most of those games, we're probably behind, and then you do what you need to do to win the football game. If that means throwing the ball 70 times, you'll do that.
Are there times? This is a great thought. I just had not. Let me rephrase that as I make Greg Miller. It's not a great thought. It may not be a great question, but are there times when a two-score game can feel like three- or four-score game, even though it's not?
I don't know. I think when you're on the road, though, Jeff, and when a team jumps out, you know, two series, 14-0, I mean, yeah, it can, you know, you get the crowd into it. It can feel a lot worse, but you just have to stay the course and, you know, get one score and now make it a one-possession game, which we're able to do. And then it's on.
See, wasn't that bad of a question, was it?
Not at all.
Greg Miller is eyeballing me right now. He loved that one. Ask a Bears question in the Toyota Fan Zone. Tweet any Bears-related question using the hashtag BearsToyota, and it might be answered by me or Tom Thayer during the Bears Game Night Live broadcast Sunday nights on Fox Chicago. If the selected question belongs to you, you receive a Bears Pro Shop gift card. So use the hashtag BearsToyota. Our special guest coming up here in just a second. We'll hear from Andrew Hayes Stoker and Mikhail Smith, two assistants on Lovie's staff.
Bears Insider continues with head coach Lovie Smith. Joined this week by assistant coaches Andrew Hayes Stoker and Mikhail Smith. Bears Insider on the home of the Bears. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Here's the snap. Potter in a tight pocket. Now going to go deep down the field. He's got right down the middle of the field. It's intercepted by the Bears. It's intercepted by Major Wright. He goes down to the 20-yard line in a collision with one of his own guys, Chris Conte. Slow getting up.
That was the Bears' takeaway yesterday against the Minnesota Vikings in a 21-14 Minnesota win. Bears are 8-5 and host the Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field. Coming up Sunday at noon, we'll have the pregame starting at 9. And Sunday's game is brought to you by Miller Lite, the official beer of your Chicago Bears. The first 40,000 fans to enter Soldier Field receive a Bears Miller Lite bucket cooler. Miller Lite, it's not just a good time, it's Miller time. Jeff Joniak with you until 8 o'clock. Lovie, real quick on the Packers coming in, and we're going to talk more about it, you and I, in our final segment. But from week two to where they are today, they've gone through a lot of change because of injuries and so forth. Anything you've seen that that piques your curiosity, I guess, for the Packers these days?
No, I think they have a system, and you know, some of the names have changed because they have dealt with a lot of injuries, but not going to change it, what they really believe in doing, basic philosophy they have on trying to win football games. You know, we know them well. They know us well. Won't be a whole lot of surprises.
A possibility Clay Matthews Jr. and Charles Woodson could be back. They've been out a bit as well. We'll talk more about that again in our fifth segment. But now two of your young, bright prospects as coaches are seated in the room right now. Your own son, Mikhail Smith. Good evening. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
Pretty good. And Mr. Andrew Hayes Stoker, you just seem ready to just you have a lot to say, don't you? You got this grin on your face, like, okay, it's my time to roll.
I'm a team player, ready to do whatever I need to do.
All right. Quick thoughts from each of you on yesterday and how things went so far. With your respective sides of the ball, Mikhail.
You know, yesterday was obviously a tough loss for us. Each one of these games are getting to be more and more important. You know, just got to be able to bounce back after taking a loss like that. Come back to work, you know, look at the things that we did wrong, make corrections, and then just try to go out and fix those things this week because we have a big opponent coming in town, obviously, this week in Green Bay. A lot on the line, so we had to go out and get it done.
Andrew?
I think the same thing for us offensively. You know, there were plays that we left out there. Obviously, at the receiver position, we had several drops that every game there's either five or six plays, it seems like that make the difference in the game. And you never know exactly what play that's going to be that wins the game. But we've had opportunities. We've let opportunities slip through our hands. And we've got to do a better job of securing those opportunities when they come our way.
Yeah, that is perfectly spoken because that's the thing, the missed opportunities. And Lovie, chime in here because, you know, you guys have been around long enough and charting how this league works. He's right, half a dozen plays. And that may be all the plays you get in key situations to make a difference. And if you miss that opportunity, it's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking because you don't know when it's going to come.
No, you don't know when it's going to come, and that's why you have to just treat every play like this is the play that's going to dictate the outcome of the game. And it may just be something as simple as just running to the ball, and you don't think anything will happen. But once you get there, the ball is on the ground on the defensive side of the ball, or you know, for us yesterday.
Special teams,
or we had a couple of interceptions just running there to get the guy down. You know, something as simple as that could be the difference in the game.
Yeah, I mean, we forced fumble on special teams, and that ball was nobody could find it.
Ball laying on the ground.
Nobody, something like that. It probably felt like 30 seconds for you.
But that was an opportunity.
Yeah,
ball was
really
on the
was.
Ground, and you just look. I mean, yesterday was, you know, they had a plus one ratio on the turnover. So, I mean, that could have been the difference in the game.
All right, fellas, you mentioned the receivers, and there can probably be nothing more aggravating for a quarterback and the guy on the other end of it, especially yesterday, end zone. And I don't know if you keep tabs on how many drop touchdowns there have been this year, but there have been a fair amount that could have changed the complexion of the game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do keep track of that, and I think that's something to work on in the offseason. But right now, like I said, we have to take advantage of those opportunities. There were other drops in the game that could have sustained drives. We had another drop that was a potential touchdown. And the thing that we have to take away from the game is that's behind us. Whatever we did to not finish the play, we need to work on this week to finish that play. We can't allow that play or those individual plays to compound the problem and to feel sorry for ourselves and not to move forward. So we got to make sure that whatever we do, that opportunity arises again, we have to capitalize on it.
That's how the game goes. We got to make plays. Coming from behind, you got to throw the ball. And, you know, didn't have all the time in the world, but the guys fought hard up there and put the ball up, got to make plays. But it starts with me. I mean, I've got to have a better effort first half.
This is Bears Insider with Bears head coach Lovie Smith, assistant coaches Andrew Hay-Stoker and Mikhail Smith. Brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Verizon. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
And welcome back into Bears Insider. Jay Cutler taking us out of the commercial break after yesterday's game in Minnesota. Welcome back into Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith and two of his assistant coaches, Andrew Hay-Stoker and Mikhail Smith. You heard Jay's comments there. What'd you think?
Well, I thought, you know, after a game like that, you know, I always tell the team, just, you know, look no further than yourself and look in the mirror and think about all the things, you know, you could do better to help the team. And, you know, to a man yesterday, those are the comments, you know, that I heard everybody talking about what they need to do better to help the team on this three-game stretch.
All right, and it continues against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday at Soldier Field, noon kickoff, 9 a.m. pregame right here. Mikhail, you are working with the Nichols, and so DJ is a small group, obviously, but, man, a huge responsibility for that particular position. And DJ Moore back in the mix yesterday with the injury to Tim Jennings and putting Kelvin Hayden on the outside. Just his process and what he's gone through this year to now get back in a position where he's asked to being a significant player and contribute again. How's that process been for him? How's he handled the 2012 season with you?
I think DJ's done a great job this year of going through all the adversity he's been going through. You know, you go from being a starter here, you know, in his third year to, you know, getting set. You know, and then happen to go through the meetings, practice just like everybody else is doing. And, you know, he's always been positive in the meetings. We obviously have a more intimate group with just, you know, two or three of us in the room on a given day. But, you know, he's done everything we've asked him to do. And when, you know, I told him just, you know, stay in tune, stay in touch with everything we're doing because you could be right back out there, which, you know, an injury here, an injury there, he's back in the lineup. And, you know, and he's just going out trying to get better each day, and I couldn't be more, you know, impressed with him as a professional, how he's handled everything.
What are some of the things you've worked with him on over the course of this season to help him along and what you're being asked to do in this defense?
You know, at the end of every season, you know, we go through and do our self-evaluations, and there were things that we looked at, you know, in particular his technique, trying to get better this year, and he's definitely taken a step of trying to improve some areas of his game that we last year that we thought that he could be, you know, do a little better in off season.
You didn't have to touch the confidence. right? It's
no,
there.
Not
That's
at all.
Not going away.
He's always
going
to have that, which is good. You know, you don't ever want to break his confidence, which has been good for him when he's came back in here right now. He hasn't wavered at all with that. So.
And a similar situation with Kelvin Hayden, who's, you know, had a ton of starts in this league. Not in the starting lineup when he came here in free agency, but, you know, so versatile. And the type of player he is, a bit thicker, obviously, than DJ. But how have you enjoyed coaching him as well? Because he's got so much experience, and he's on a roll, too. All seven of his years he's been in the playoffs, so you don't know what it's like not to be in the playoffs. I like having guys like that around to show the other guys, too.
You know, Kelvin's a true professional. He comes into meetings, and obviously, you know, you kind of backtrack a little bit from with DJ where he's at, you know, learning the position and all the things that we have that go into it, you know, but he just does what you ask him to. Like I said, he's a positive guy as well. He's going to go out there and play hard. He's a tough guy. And any position that we've asked him to play, he's just gone out and done it.
Are there other guys that you are trying to also get used to playing that position, or, you know, for worst case scenarios in terms of depth, who else do you work with at that position?
Well, you know, we have the two guys, obviously, but, you know, you just hope that within the framework of our defense, guys don't just know their position. And if we had to plug someone else in there, and, you know, over time, guys have been in that position based upon a particular defense and end up playing the same type of things that we're doing, whether they're the nickel or not. So I would think that if we were able to put somebody else in there, you know, some of the guys that have a better handle on the defense, that they would be just fine.
It's 7:38 on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM on Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith, his son Mikhail Smith, and Andrew Hayes Stoker. Andrew, have you enjoyed your role and taking so many different positions in the organization? And have you enjoyed this year having a guy like Brandon Marshall around? It has to be a joy, absolute joy to work with.
You know, working with a guy like Brandon Marshall, it's a joy because of the competitive nature that he's got. And he's a guy that he pushes the other guys. They see how he works. They see how he approaches the game. But the one thing that I say about him is that he's got a passion to win that not everybody has. And that's contagious. And as a coach, it helps you out a lot because you don't have to focus so much on him in that area. You can kind of motivate the other guys and bring the other guys along. But to see a guy that's obviously a perennial Pro Bowl player, and to have him in the room and to say that you've worked with him, and everybody's different. Each guy that you work with, it's a different dynamic. So the ways that I help him are, you know, if he's got a question, or if I've done some research on an opponent, on the leverage that a corner might be playing, or a tendency that they may have, I try to have those answers for him because he's a very intelligent player. And if you don't know, he's going to find out. And he knows, and he can read through if you don't know. So you better know when you're coaching a guy like that. And it's made me better. So not only has he made our room better, but he's made me, myself, a better coach. I think he's made the guys in our room better, as well as the team.
You know, it seems to me, just hearing his comments about Alshon Jeffrey and what his plans are when this season is over, he wants him to work with him. There could be no better scenario. And Lovie, you must agree that's a perfect scenario for a young player who, at least to us anyway, is very quiet in nature and probably listens more than he speaks, Alshon Jeffrey, but similar in terms of body type, and there's no better example. Do you like that Brandon's thinking that way?
Yes, you do, and what better situation for a player like Alshon? And when you're a young player, you have to come in with that mindset that I don't know anything. First off, I'm a rookie. And rookies don't know a lot, but I want to learn from the veterans. And as Andrew said, to have a guy, the ultimate pro on how to train in the offseason, how to prepare during game week, and then how to play at a high level for a long period of time. And when you have a similar body like Alshon Jeffrey does, so he wants to know what it feels and how it is, the little ins and out of being a receiver, you know, a big receiver in the NFL.
And this is a thought, too. You know, he's had two injuries. Obviously, you know, catching a ball and breaking a bone, that's bad luck, right? That's bad luck. But are there ways that a guy like Brandon, just from his experience, can also teach him how to improve your chances of staying healthy?
Oh, yeah. And Alshon's taken quite well to Brandon. Brandon's got a a nutritionist that he uses and a diet plan that he's on, and he's helped Alshon with that. And Alshon, from using that, has benefited. He's, you know, his body fat is down, and his conditioning is better. So he's helped him in those areas already. And to have a guy that you can look to that's done it and been in that role, it's great that you got a guy like Alshon, because he really listens. And like you said, he's really quiet, but he observes everything. And he's a guy that he's like a sponge. He'll soak it in. And he's very crafty and very well advanced in as far as receiver play for a guy that's a rookie right now.
It's 7:42. You guys put in a ton of time on the opposition and the games coming ahead. So I asked Lovey the question a segment ago. So what do you got on the Green Bay Packers at this point in the season? Don't be shy.
Yeah, I think that, you know, like Coach Smith said earlier, you know, it's not
just calm, Dad. Just calm. Just one time for me. Just calm, Dad.
You know, we know them. They know us. I mean, you know, it's not going to be a bunch of trick 'em stuff from either side, I don't think. And, you know, I've just been fortunate to be a part of this, you know, for my fourth season here now. But not much has changed. You just got to go out and make plays. And, you know, I think that's pretty much what it comes out to.
Yeah, those receivers, they are playing well, and Aaron Rodgers makes everybody better, obviously. But James Jones has had a very, very good year, 9 touchdown catches now himself. And Randall Cobb, dangerous out of the slot, one of the top 3 guys in receptions out of the slot. Not overall, but just running out of that slot position. And what else on the pack?
I mean, they're always a talented group, and they're less than 300 miles away. It's kind of like you get your buddies from your neighborhood and you walk over to the other neighborhood and you knock on the door and it's just a backyard brawl. They're always going to play competitive and they're always going to be our rival. And that's how I see it. And every year they're the team that I look at that I say I really want to beat.
Now you got to. Got to do it. Got to do it. Thanks, fellas. Get back to work. I know you got a lot to do. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Joe.
One more segment of the head coach, Lovey Smith, on Bears Insider after this commercial break on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
The Bears Insider continues exclusively on the home of the Bears, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We're fine. I would say we're right where we want to be, but that's not the case. But we're not far from it. We still control our own destiny, and, you know, we have 3 games to get this thing right. So I feel good about where we're at.
That is Bears defensive end Julius Peppers saying he feels good where they're at as the Bears get ready to take on the Green Bay Packers, one of 3 final games in the regular season. The Bears, the 6th seed right now in the NFC playoff race. Welcome back into Bears Insider. Final moments with head coach Lovey Smith and Julius Peppers echoing what you had to say earlier. Not running away from the challenge. No fear. Hey, about the last 3 games. And that's as simply as it could be put.
Yeah, I mean, that's what playoff football, Jeff, is about. Once you get to this stage, when you get to the playoffs, it's about you having to win to advance. And for us, it started a little bit earlier. And we need to, you know, we've gone through an awful lot, just about every situation we've been in. And when you get a chance to play a team second time around, and at home, you know, they got after us the first time up there. But for us now to get a chance to play them at Soldier Field would be huge.
You know, you were asked about, you know, things that have gone on not only in this season but in years past to prepare you for whatever stretch run, and you said, well, you know, that's kind of ancient history, and it really doesn't serve you much purpose. Although, at the same time, though, you got a group of guys that have been through it, and wouldn't you rather have some of that with guys that have gone through that in order to know what it takes to finish the job?
Yes, and you do want guys that have experienced these situations to know that it's one thing to just say, hey, we've got a 3-game season, we need to win out, but then you see history and what history has done. You know, look to the last couple of Super Bowl champions. I mean, they've made a run late, and you got that momentum going late. You had to fight your way into the playoffs, and then you keep that going. And that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, you know, you have no way of winning every game. No team does. And when things start to slide a bit based on whatever reason, how do you avoid, though, a team from panicking about that situation where they feel like, gosh, just can't can't finish, can't do this, can't do that as a team. How do you stop that from growing out of control?
Well, that's not in our locker room, though, yeah. Jeff. That's what people say on the outside. You heard Julius Peppers. You talk to any of our players. We don't look at it that way. We talk about the opportunities. Your glass half full or empty. It's about the opportunity. We have an opportunity starting off with a home game against our biggest rival to get momentum going. So that's what we're talking about is that. Look at when we take care of business, look at the position we're going to be in. We're going to be playing our best football right when we need to. That's what's in the locker room.
Can you also tell from watching tape of teams, though, that are in that situation where you say, yep, you know, we smell blood in the water here. We got to go in there and take care of business right now. Can you see that? Have you seen that in your career?
Yeah, in our career, we have. But, you know, to me, in my career, Jeff, I'm seeing one thing right now, and I see the Packers coming in. They beat us the first time. And for us to have the season that we want to, we got to go through. It's got to go through them.
Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz brought to you by Jimmy John's. Your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 on Comcast Sportsnet Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. It is 7:50 here on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM on Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith. Can we touch on some, I know there's a lot that has to happen in terms of what when they come in here tomorrow and get the updates on the injuries, but there is a bunch, obviously, yes. The guys that didn't play and the guys that left yesterday, but most importantly, not to diminish or demean any other player, but your quarterback had a neck spasms and also some stiffness. So you would hesitate to call it a quote-unquote neck injury, wouldn't you? It would just be a situation, a condition or whatever that I could have got from waking up, sleeping wrong or whatever. It's that kind of situation more than an injury.
Yes, that's how we're looking at it. I think that's what some of the comments that Jay made today and our medical staff, he, you know, should be good to go. We have another day before we practice, and it was a hard-fought game. And after every game, you're going to have some stiffness in different areas. But there's plenty of time to get it right, and we'll be back out on the football field Wednesday, and hopefully Jay will be good to go.
And in terms of the bigger picture, are you still are you threatened a little bit in terms of numbers by the amount of injuries, even for practice, let alone Sunday?
The amount of injuries, yes, it's a concern. And but, you know, this time of year, sometimes it happens that way. You'll just have to adjust maybe the practice reps a little bit. Because this time of year, as much as anything, you want your best guys on the football field. And we're going to do whatever we have to do to get that done. But, you know, playing on turf, hard-fought game, there would be some of those. But hopefully, you know, we'll be able to get most of the guys back. And you mentioned some of the guys that missed this past week, like Brian Urlacher, Stephen Pye, Tim Jennings. Those players another week, Earl Bennett, they're all getting better. And eventually we're going to need everyone.
Let's talk about specific players that we saw in new spots, for example. But Nick Roach, how'd that fare for you in terms of how he handled the defense overall yesterday?
I think overall Nick did a good job, which we expected him to do. He's a good football player for us. And it'll only, of course, get better and better. Hopefully, you know, he won't have to, you know, man that position very long with Brian being out. But Nick stepped up, made all the right calls, made plays throughout.
Up front, Matt Tuina hadn't played in a while, either by coach's choice on game day or, you know, calf. And then getting Nate Collins more snaps. Overall, front four.
You know, did some good things. Julius Peppers, Corey Wooten had a big sack. Matt Tuina just getting back out there, getting, you know, play time. You know, he, as you mentioned, he had been inactive for a few games. Nate Collins did a couple things. We did a pretty good job after that, you know, that initial shock, you know, to start the football game. And, of course, the defensive line led that charge.
And then offensively, the insertion of James Brown at guard. I think he had over 40 snaps. So clearly that was part of the plan. How do you think he performed for his, you know, getting his feet wet for the very first time?
For his first time, we thought he did a pretty good job. You know, he's earned everything he's got in the hard way. You know, come in undrafted free agent, and then, you know, practice squad, earning a spot on the active roster to, of course, a game day and, of course, getting in the game. But, he got better and better, you know, with every rep he got. And And we hope he'll just continue that.
And assuming he's earned more playing time, what kind of player is he for people who don't know a thing about him?
Well, he's got good size, you know, over 330-pound guy. Good center of gravity, you know, an athlete, good knee bender, a lot of power. You know, I hang out in the weight room from time to time, and I see him down there quite a bit. A lot of power. He can lift, you know, a lot of weight. You know, the type of guy that you want at that, you know, that guard position. Because, you know, most of the time as a guard, you're going to get the bulk of the big defensive lineman coming at you. And you got to be able to anchor and open up those holes. Also keep, you know, shortest distance to the quarterback also. And then we think he'll be able to do all those things.
Heck of a place to get the bulk of your NFL experience, though. Just boom, in the heat of a playoff drive, on the road in that place, trailing in a game.
Yeah, and keep in mind, though, those guys, you know, when you're not getting a lot of work, every day he's going against our best defensive player. One-on-ones, most of the team reps, he's blocking him or blocking them. So it's not like he's just totally coming out of the cold and hadn't really done any work. He's been going against good players the entire time he's been here.
7:55 here on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Watch Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota. Sundays at 10:35 on Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears Network. A word on the Packers again. You know, 1-7 of late. It's almost hard to imagine because things had gone very well against them and the games were extremely good and they are very competitive games. But is it even shock you when you hear that? 1-7.
Yeah, and it does. But you know, Jeff, I look at it. You can go 1-7, or you can take it further. Where we had a streak going against them, and none of them can help you. It's just about now. I know this year they were able to beat us up there. You know, early in the season, a lot of things went their way, and to get another opportunity. When you have disappointment, you want to have an opportunity to make it right. And we get another chance to go against, you know, they have good football players, of course, starting with their quarterback. They have a lot of stars. We have a lot. And, should be a heck of a game.
You know, when you see what happened in that week, too, I mean, again, a game where there were plenty of opportunities. It just didn't fall your way. But the way Aaron Rodgers can lead them out of trouble, so to speak, you know, their offensive line has had some injury and issue also. He's up until yesterday was the most sacked quarterback in the National Football League, or second most sacked quarterback in the National Football League. But he just finds a way. He just finds a way. He doesn't commit many mistakes. And is that really the difference for the Green Bay Packers right now, is those decisions he makes when he's under the gun and not making those critical mistakes, at least routinely or too many?
Yes, I think as you look, just talking about Aaron Rodgers, I mean, there's a, you know, a reason why the Packers have been a good football team for, you know, lately is, you know, a lot of it has to do with him and what all he can do, keeping plays going, just in the pocket. He has taken a lot of sacks and he's been hit a lot of times, but he's made so many plays. It makes the running game better because you of course have to come in worried about stopping the pass, which has opened up some running lanes for them. Last night, I thought the running game had as much to do with their success in winning the football game as it did, you know, their passing.
Yeah, I mean, that has to get your attention. Plus, they bring back Ryan Grant. Now, I know he hasn't played all year, but he knows their game. He knows their style. Is that something that you got to just be aware of? You got to be heavily aware of that.
Yeah, I don't think you bring back guys unless you think they can really help you. And he came in right away the first time he touched the ball, had a long run. You know, he's a good football player. He's been that way for a long period of time. So, I think they have good skill guys at all positions. It'll be a big test for them.
How about defensively? We haven't really touched on them.
Well, defensively, they're a little banged up. But I hear Woodson is coming back. Matthews is coming back. But, you know, A.J. Hawks and Ryan Pickett, D.J. Raji, those players, you know, they have some names that we know at every level. And then in their secondaries, you know, Shields coming back, Casey Hampton or Casey Haywood is a good football player out of the University of Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
This past year, but they've just been making play.
And Tremont Williams having a pretty good year too, apparently, as well. So, all right, well, it's going to be a wild affair, no question, at Soldier Field. Good luck, and try and get that ninth win, the ninth win that could become a very important keystone point in the season. All right, that's going to wrap up our show tonight. Special thanks to Bears Director of Broadcasting, Greg Miller, our producers, Lisa Fielding and Andy Gersher. For Bears Head Coach, Lovie Smith, Assistant Coaches, Mikhail Smith and Andrew Hayes-Stoker, I'm Jeff Joniak. Again, Bears-Packers at Soldier Field, 9 a.m. pregame, noon kickoff, with Ron, Jim, and Jay, and Tom, and myself. Thanks again for listening, everybody. This is WBBM at HD Chicago, WCFS-FM, and HD1 Elmwood Park, Chicago. Good night, everybody.